Megan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you for talking to me.
You're the proprietor of Elixir 16, which is in downtown Troy. Tell me how you got your start.
People ask me, like, how did you find this place? And my answer is, it was a sign. And honestly, it was. My father was an antique collector, and he loved those old porcelain signs that were vintage advertisements. I ended up coming across this porcelain sign that said confectionery. And it was, you know, before I'd met the owners of confectionery, Vic and Heather. And
you're talking about Vic Christopher from the confectionery in downtown Troy.
Yeah. They just opened, but I loved the place. And so I'd gone there for a happy hour and ended up meeting Vic. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I have something you might want. And so I end up telling him about the sign. He was super interested. And I show him a picture. He's like, you're never going to believe this. But we go look at this image he'd painted on the front window. Same thing, green with yellow outline and yellow lettering, says confectionery. They looked identical. It was wild. So I didn't know at the time that this confectionery was once named Lucas Confectionery back in the day. So the sign that I'd found said 1933 on the side. So we don't know. It could literally have been the sign that belonged there back in the day. And while he's building this place up, this sign is literally like unearthing itself from the ground. It was in the mud. I found it in the mud. So actually, we brought it over one night. He was working at 22 when they just bought the wine shop and we're just renovating that. And brought over the sign, and it turns out that's when we saw this building. It had the for sale sign on it. So now the sign, confectionery, hangs in the garden at confectionery, the wine bar. But that's when we saw the sign on this building for sale, and that's how this all kind of happened. That's how I ended up finding this building in Block Downs. So it was a sign. Isn't that crazy?
That's incredible.
This space was a doctor's office. So it was a doctor's office for 100 years. It was zoned for business, and we were like renovating it, getting it ready to maybe rent it out to someone else. And then as time was going on, I was kind of like, well, you know, what could I do? What does downtown Troy need, basically? Really, well, downtown Troy needed at the time a bottle shop, somewhere you could buy craft beer to go. So that's kind of how it started, and then I just decided, like, why don't I open something here? It's kind of, so that's how I got the name, Elixir, because Elixir is something you drink, something the doctor prescribes, or a magical potion. So I kind of tied it, you know, and 16, there's 16 ounces in a pint glass. And so, yeah, it's a bar and a bottle shop.
Are you a beer drinker yourself, a beer aficionado?
I've learned so much about beer. To me, when I was growing up, when I was younger, beer was like something I drank at Kick Parties and Lewis. Did not like it. Now, the options have expanded so much. I mean, and we have over 100 different options here at all times. And I do love beer now. I do. I love beer. Like, right now, I've been loving porters and stouts. But, yeah, there's so many hard kombuchas, seltzers, the ciders. Upstate New York is blessed with awesome ciders.
What's your criteria for picking out what kind of beers that you stock?
I kind of like to keep it weird, honestly. I kind of like a wide variety just to try different funky things, because you can mix your own six packs. You can get one to go, you can get 10 to go. That way you don't have to commit. If it's something weird and funky and different, you don't have to commit to like a four pack or a six pack. You can try one. I just kind of go with the flow and use my intuition, honestly.
Why don't you tell me about some of the, as you say, the weird things that our listeners can find if they come in to buy a bottle or four or six.
This one has been a favorite. It's called Smooge. It's a seltzer, but it's a hard seltzer smoothie, and it's pina colada flavored, and it's actually made with real fruit. So I always warn everyone when they get it, because I'm like, it's not just a seltzer, because it literally tastes like a smoothie. It tastes like a pina colada, and it's made with real fruit, so it's like, it's so good. Yeah, actually, my boyfriend and I created a drink called the Phoenix Rising with the Smooge and Prosecco. That's something fun and different. It also comes in tropical flavor and strawberry banana.
So you can buy the Smooge can here, mm-hmm. or you can order at the bar a cocktail called the Phoenix Rising.
Totally, yeah. This is a hard kombucha. We love our hard kombuchas here. This is Flying Embers, one of our favorite brands. This flavor is pineapple chili with a hint of gingers. Hard kombucha is one of the best things I feel have happened to alcoholic drinks. There's live probiotics, antioxidants, it's organic, adaptogens, gluten-free, vegan, all kinds of good stuff, and there's no sugar. So
it's like you can sit and drink all night and be healthy at the same time.
It's a healthy drink. Lots of healthy drinks here. We actually do have an extensive amount of gluten-free too options here because of the cider and the hard kombucha and the seltzers. This is just another fun one. It's from Hopewell. It's an acai bowl, fruited sour. So anybody who knows acai bowls, but now they're in a beer. But sours are so fun, and the thing about them is a lot of times when people say they don't like sours, I'm like, keep drinking them because they grow on you. They're an acquired taste.
So I've never tried a sour. Can we crack one of these open and try it?
Try it. Have you tried an acai bowl? All right.
Yeah.
Go the color, too. It's a beautiful color.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It's like a deep ruby.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, at first you're kind of like, what is this? But then you start to crave them. Like, they grow on you. And there's such a variety now of gut sours, gozes. You'll see them popping up everywhere.
So you opened 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How did you handle the pandemic?
I did stay open. I was considered essential. I was an essential worker selling beer. It was a crazy time. It was very challenging to own a gathering space. You know, I'm a first-time business owner, and that in itself has so many different challenges. When we first opened, I didn't have a sign outside for a year, which was not really on purpose. People were telling me not to get a sign because it kind of was like a best-kept secret. We had a little chalkboard sign up front that said, curious, come in and see for yourself. So only the curious actually made their way in the door. Because, you know, if you come here, you almost don't know it's here. It's in an old Victorian building. It was once a one-family home built in 1822. The curious and the brave made their way in here. And then word of mouth really worked. Awesome people tell other awesome people. Back to COVID, like, we had such a loyal group of people that were just helped, you know, helped through the whole thing, just doing the to-go orders. That really did keep us going. But yeah, it was a long, challenging stretch, the COVID situation, which, you know, we're not really out of the woods.
Can you tell me about some of the gatherings that you have hosted since things have opened up?
Yeah, I remember when we had live music for the first time, and that was awesome. It was Frankie Lessard, and he's amazing, and it was just such a joyous occasion to feel live music happening because we took it for granted before. You don't know what you got till it's gone. And then also we had this plant swap, which was such an awesome time. We did that with Flying Embers.
So what was that all about?
Basically, you came with a plant clipping. There were games and raffles, and you came with a plant and you left with a plant. It was symbolic in a way, like new life. Plants and just this new life coming back here. COVID was a long, hard little period there, but it made you just appreciate connection so much more than I ever did, even though I did before. It's kind of interesting what it made us feel about the idea of connection in general.
Things are never going to be the same
again. They're never going to be the same, but honestly, I kind of feel, I mean, we needed a change. I really feel like the culture was sick before. It was kind of like, none of it made sense to me. We didn't know that was what it was going to be, but it took something like that to make us slow down, you know, and like reevaluate things, take a breath and like kind of look at our life and pivot. Even you had to do that in business, you know, you had to kind of be like, okay, we can't do this anymore, but now we can do this. And it opens this new door. And like, there's so many people that maybe didn't, you know, have the guts to start this new business that they wanted to do, but this kind of like pushed them into it. Or, you know, maybe they lost their job because of COVID, and now is the time to try something new. So that's kind of the way I'm looking at Elixir right now, because we're starting a new chapter. You know, we're starting a new chapter. It's a reawakening, and I'm just really excited.
This place is more than just a bar. You have games here. You have beautiful decorations everywhere and plants. What would you say to someone who's never been in here about why they should stop by and check you out?
One thing that is exciting is we're bringing back Taco Tuesdays. So we're going to have Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday here. We did this before COVID too with Mud Daddies. They're amazing. So they'll be here every Tuesday cooking up some tacos. And we also play Loteria. It's like a game of bingo. And we have drink specials, some Mexican beers. We have our dumplings, which we love our dumplings.
Tell me about the dumplings.
We love our dumplings here. They are from Queens, from Dumpling Galaxy. She's amazing. She has her own dumpling cookbook. And we rotate the different kinds of dumplings. And we're also doing a date night every week, because we find that a lot of dates happen here. And I'm a hopeless romantic, so I love this. We've had actually 2 proposals here. I love it, because people meet here a lot for dates. So I would say it is a great date place, because it's kind of like, it's kind of romantic vibe a little bit. And it's like people, you can talk, you know, it's not like it's super loud here. So we decided to kind of incorporate that into our weekly things. We're going to do date night once a week. It's like for a first date, or if you're in a relationship, you want something fun to do too. It's for everybody. We've had everything from burlesque shows to yoga. We do Cards Against Humanity, a team competition. So it's kind of alternative to trivia. So it's like you can play in a group, you can play a team of one, a team of eight, doesn't matter how many. You get one hand, and we have rotating judges. Even if you're in a bad mood, you end up leaving that night in a good mood because you laugh so much. So it's all about laughter.